Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But, you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, and check out all the Sex with Emily shows. We're so excited because we have so many Friends with Benefits members, and we want to just thank everyone for joining, becoming part of the club. You get your sex questions answered right away. You get special discounts. You get a lot of stuff for becoming a Friends with Benefits member. So we so appreciate you. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. And that's what I got to say. You can also call us anytime and leave us a message at 415-992-7392. We will play your voicemails on the air and answer your questions. So that's an easy way if you don't feel like writing me an email, which you can write me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. But if you just feel like talking and just reading something, just give us a call, 415-992-7392. You can call us anytime you want. So I have a special guest today. I'm sitting here with the newly doctored... It's Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back to the show. She was on once before. We were in school, together. I have not yet graduated. Nikki just graduated. She's a doctor.
As I say, I was a virgin doctor last time.
She was a virgin doctor, and now she's a doctor of sex. Sexologist.
Yeah. Doctor of human sexuality.
She's a doctor of human sexuality.
Which doesn't mean I know everything about sex, but it means I have a license to know everything.
She has a license to know everything about sex. Today's show is going to be so much fun. We are going to talk about masturbation tips, the top sex tips that she learned in school or that she's learned in life. I don't know where she's going to get them from. We're going to talk about masturbation. And we're also talking about orgasms, everything. We're just going to let it flow because we are two sexologists who can kind of talk about everything. Also, if you've not picked up a copy of my book yet, it just came out in stores last week. It's called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And you can get it on Amazon or you can buy it in a bookstore near you. And I'm really excited about it because look at all the pretty pictures. It's kind of amazing, the illustrations you can see. So anyway, check it out. So proud of my new book. Okay.
I'm so proud of your new book, too.
Thank you for buying a copy. I'm signing a copy.
My parents have had a look through, and they were really impressed.
What'd your parents say?
My father liked the pretty pictures, but I think that's a very man thing. I think he was looking at all the sex going on.
Exactly. Your parents. Exactly.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom and Dad. What's up? I'm a sexologist. She's a sexologist. Like, this is what happens in our life, right? Your parents are accepting, right?
My parents came to Good Vibes the other night.
Good Vibrations is a store in San Francisco that has amazing sex toys.
Tantric sex seminar.
How was that? What'd you learn?
Actually, it was really interesting. They went through 8 tips about that are based from Tantra, things like, you know, respecting each other and being each other's servants. So it wasn't too into the chakras and into the, you know, deep kind of meaningful stuff, which I find really sometimes complicated. Tantra is one of the graduate schools of sexology, so I haven't quite made it there yet.
Right.
But I think some of the principles and the basics were really
interesting. What are some basic principles of tantric sex?
Well, the one I loved was about being each other's servant. So
okay.
The way it was a couple that was doing it.
Right.
I can't remember the name, and I'm sorry.
That's
but
okay.
they were fantastic. And they said, you know, instead of feeling like you're owed pleasure, you know, well, you get me off and then I get you off and then we kind of go to sleep. They were talking about being each other's sexual servants and that when you are someone's servant, you get more in return. So I kind of like that was the one that
me. Because a lot of people just think, yeah, what's in it for me? When's he going to get me off? But they think I'm serving this person and you get what you give. What comes around goes around.
And then I think my father put in the comment something like happy wife, happy life, which I kind of liked because
I've heard that before. Happy wife, happy life. That's like every guy needs to know that.
And then the sexology part of my brain went into the bedroom side of things. And I'm thinking, you know, once you get a woman off first, things happen to roll a lot easier. You know, I think women are a little bit more complex when it comes to turning them on. give a woman an orgasm before you have intercourse.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's amazing because then you're not all stressed about it. And not that you should be stressed about orgasms, but it is. And women, though, they might need you to get off by performing foreplay. And people always ask me how long foreplay. It could be 20 minutes, 40 minutes. I mean, women need foreplay.
After play.
It could be after play if you orgasms first, but it's so true. How important is foreplay? Like, do you find yourself talking about foreplay all the time? Because I like literally wake up, have breakfast, and like foreplay. Like, it's all I talk about.
Foreplay is 24 hours before sex for women.
Exactly. We need 24 hours. Men go from 0 to 60 like that. We need to be warmed up.
But I don't actually like the word foreplay because I don't like that sex has a beginning, middle, and an end. I think sex is however long you want to be sex, and it doesn't have to finish in, you know, the traditional ejaculation. So I think, you know, you might want to have sex and you might want to go to sleep, wake up during the night, have a bit more sex. I like the idea of foreplay, but I think we need to change the word because, you know, sometimes you might just want to play, which other people classify as foreplay. Your sex might be someone else's foreplay.
Exactly. That's so true. Like, why define sex and have to box it in? But women, all I'm saying is that no matter what you call it, women need to be warmed up for sex. Like, men do not necessarily need to be warmed up as much as women do.
No. Sometimes. Some men. We're generalizing.
Some men. We can't generalize. Right.
Some men. I'm talking personal experience. I can't just switch it on.
Like, we did on a show last week, we read an email from a woman who's like, I think my libido's suffering. I just had a kid. I don't ever want sex. And it's like, you just had a kid. You're tired. Like, there's things going on. Like, you need to maybe go to a doctor, get checked out, get your hormone levels checked, get some sleep. Exactly. Like sleep, stress, those are a lot of things that can impact people's sex life. Thanks everyone for listening to this Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.